Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the third episode. The first two went really well. Definitely last episode went really well. Having a guest, I thought it was good. I thought it was fun having somebody to talk to. Definitely want to have more guests going forward. It's just kind of like hard to like work around everyone else's schedule and, you know, figure out topics to talk about. But we will get on. We'll get on track. But yeah, it has been one hell of a week. Oh my god. So first, I started a new job. So I started a job at a daycare preschool, and I was like so fucking nervous starting this shit. Like, I was like, couldn't sleep. Like, the night before, I was like, oh my gosh, what if I fuck up? Like, what if I have to change, like, kids' poop diapers? Like, I was nervous as hell. But then, like, I got there, and it was, like, so weird. Like, the second I got there, I was like, oh my god, yes, I love it. Like, I don't want to talk about it too much, because I don't really know if I'm allowed to, but, so I'm an assistant teacher for 3-year-olds, and I have all boys. I love them, literally all. They're so cute, they're so sweet. And they're all, like, very independent, which I was very surprised about, but also very relieved about, so that was pretty cool. And they're all, like, super chill. Like, they have a little bit of crazy moments, but they're all, like, mad chill. And, like, the job itself and the people I work with, oh my god, I love them already. Like, the other teacher that I work with, oh my god, she's a mom. I fucking love her. I mean, I'm not gonna say her name, but I love her. She's, like, so sweet. She, like, already took me under her wing. And she has, like, 2 kids, like, my age. So, like, I guess she kind of, like, I guess, like, kind of almost, like, sees me as, like, one of her kids. I don't know. But she's mad chill. I also have, like, spring break this week. Quote, unquote, spring break in my college. They called it wellness week this year. Because, like, I don't understand. I mean, my boyfriend's school, they fucking totally cut out spring break. But, like, we're in a fucking pandemic. Why can't I have spring break? Like, give me a break. Just because I'm home doesn't mean that I don't got any fucking more time. I feel like if anything, since the pandemic hit, professors are assigning more work. And, like, for wellness week, they're like, they put these fucking workshops. They're through the Zoom, so, like, we had to, like, mandatory, and I was scared. I didn't know, like, I'm not gonna graduate to any of my, other people in my class, and like, I'm scared, like, they're like, I'm gonna fuck around,
whatever.
It was so stupid, but,
yeah, that shit showed up,
but, I mean, at least the semester was over. That's good.
Oh my gosh.
Also, my fucking car. So, like, I talked about a little bit last episode.
Because that was just the iceberg.
You know,
it fucking got worse.
So, like, so after that,
the day after,
I was like, yeah,
Josie, let's go to Brooklyn.
Let's still go.
Even though my car bugged out, it's fine.
We're good. It's fine.
So
we went.
What happened?
Four fucking times.
Four times, right?
I had to keep on rolling over
to fucking let the shit cool down.
So, like, I had to keep on popping the hood.
So, like,
from where I was in Brooklyn,
to, like, the mechanic,
like, this is the final destination of where we even want to go in Brooklyn.
But it was not funny because we were filming it, and it was funny.
Like, we made the best out of it.
But from where we were in Brooklyn,
to the mechanic,
it was, I want to say, like, not even 10 miles.
So it should have been like 15 minutes, 20 minutes tops.
The drive, right?
I had to stop four times
to keep on letting my car cool down
because it overheated so crazy.
Once it would get to the middle of the H and the C, it fucking goes berserk.
And I was like, alright, we gotta pull over.
So,
nobody was helping us or whatever. So,
was that the mechanic?
Whatever. He's like, yeah, I think it might be like something that you got fixed with a recall that you got fixed recently. Perfect. Perfect. Now this is where I fucked up. Because I got my hopes up way too high. I was like, bet it's gonna be things fixed with the recall. I'm not gonna come out of pocket for this whack ass car, right? I was like, perfect. This is best case scenario, right? Wrong. Wrong. So I just got the recall fixed in like December. So I was like, okay, bet. Like, fix that shit. So I take it, or I got it towed to like the Kia dealership where I got it, where I got the recall fixed. And they're like, actually no, it's a thermostat. And like everyone's telling me like, yeah, like everyone was saying like it's probably your thermostat, which keep in mind is fucking a $30 like fix, right? They go, yeah, it's your thermostat, and then we're gonna flush out your whole coolant system, and then you have to still pay the $189 diagnostic fee. So I'm like thinking no more than $200. That shit came out to $679 plus tax. So like $780. I was like, what the fuck? Right? So then, you know, like then it was on some next level shit because like obviously they're the dealership, so they're gonna try to sell me on shit, right? So I got like super overwhelmed because the guy's like, yeah, you need, what he said, he's like, you need your two back tires, then he goes, you need like this sway bar shit, then you need like two filters, then you need just like mad shit, right? I was like, okay, how much is all that gonna cost? He's like, at least $2,000. I'm like, yeah, no, we're not, I'm not doing that. And like in my head, I took it as, oh my god, there's so many problems with this fucking car, like I might as well just sell it. I don't want to put that much bread into this car, right? So I'm like, bet, fuck it, I'm just gonna sell it. I was gonna get like $7,000 for the car, right? And then I was like, I'll just be ass out of a car for like a little bit, and then I'll just buy a new one. Which I'm like, and then I'm like sitting there and I like realize like, okay, but like you can't like just sell the car whenever like it's too expensive. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to pay the $679, right? Because my parents said they were going to help me, which was a blessing. So I was like, okay, I'll just fix it, right? And then, you know, like, I'll take it to my mechanic and see, like, does my car actually have all those problems? Because, like, I get it. It's your job. But the guy was, like, being a dickhead about it. He's like, yeah, so, like, your tires are literally bald. I'm like, I just got an inspection last month. There's no fucking way. Then he tried to tell me, like, my windshield wipers were, like, in the red zone. I was like, I literally just changed them not even a month ago. So, that is bull. But whatever. I got brand new ones. Like, what the fuck? So, I'm just gonna take it to like my mechanic and then see what actually needs to be fixed and then go from there. But it's just like, it's a shame because like being, and I don't mean to pull the gender card, but you know what? It has to be pulled. I'm sorry, but it has to be. Being a woman and owning a car, especially being a woman that doesn't know jack shit about cars, like, it's tough. Like, okay, my friend Melissa, shout out Melissa, my friend Melissa, like, knows mad shit about cars. I'm like, you know what? Yes, good for you, like, period, as you should. Like, so you don't have to panic whenever something happens to your car. Like, I panic because I know, because these guys fucking working at the dealerships see me coming from a mile fucking way. And they're like, I'm going to ruin your fucking life. Like, that's what I feel like they're saying. And I feel like they just take advantage of that. And then, like, yeah. I mean, I'm glad I have, like, people around me who are like, Jalen, no. You probably don't need all that shit fixed with your car. Or else, when you got your inspection, they would have said something to you. So, I was like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. So, like, I mean, but some people don't have that. Some women don't have that. And, like, they just, like, end up blowing mad bread on, like, some dumb shit. And the only, I know that's probably, like, the worst thing I could have did, taking it back to the dealership. But, like, the only reason why I did was because I was, like, on, like, my mechanic was, like, no, that's definitely part of the recall. that you had just gotten fixed. So I was like, okay, bet. So I figured I had to take it back to the dealership for them to fix it, but whatever. And then the salesman was like being a dick on some dumb shit, right? And then like he was being an asshole, like genuinely being rude. And then like when I go to pick it up, he was like, oh, can you fill out the survey? It's like kind of like my report card. I was like, dude, I get that it's your job and like that's cool and all, but like maybe don't be a dick next time. And like I'll fill it out for you, like you scratch my back, I scratch yours kind of situation, you know? But like you weren't, so like I don't really feel bad for you at that point. Like I don't know, I think you should just do your job right and then you'll get rewarded right. That's just my opinion. But yeah, so I just came back from a little game night at my friend Ciola's. It was fun, you know, we were talking about mad shit. So like one topic we were talking about was, so like my friend Ciola, she has a girlfriend, and like we were also talking about like how like couples, like same-sex couples, like have issues like having kids because it's so expensive. And like, to be honest, it's not fair. That's like, that's not fair. Like all those like fertility treatments shouldn't be that so expensive, because not only for just like same-sex couples, but also like people who have fertility problems. Like I feel like every person should have the right to have a kid, but that's a whole nother situation. But whatever, so we were talking about like family planning. So basically I feel like obviously yes, you could plan a family, yeah, but like I feel like it's almost the same concept as like a birth plan, because okay, yeah, you could plan this, but like once shit starts rolling, like once the ball starts rolling, shit could hit the fan real quick. So like we were talking about and we were also talking about marriage, but I want to talk about like family planning first. So we were talking about like how you could be like, yeah, I want to have like two kids in like this time frame, like two years apart, right? Okay, cool. What if you have a child with like a developmental problem, like your first child with a developmental problem or like a genetic disease where it's like mad bread? This also like goes in hand with like financial planning. So like if you have like a kid, like I said, with like a genetic problem, and you know, like obviously you can't like budget for a kid like before you have it, but that's going to take a lot more bread. So it kind of pushes your plan back of having a second kid so soon, like so close together, right? So that was one thing we talked about. And then we also talked about like how like same-sex couples have like very limited options as far as like having a kid. So I was like talking to them like, you know, like what about like if you got somebody, you know, what if you got their sperm and like kind of like artificially inseminated yourself? But like, listen, I know it sounds crazy, but like people do it, and people do it at home like by themselves because it is so expensive to go like the medical route, like whatever. And then her girlfriend was saying that she like didn't really want to adopt, which I get, you know, you want to carry your own kid at a point, like that makes sense. But it's like, it just sucks because like the reality for like a lot of same-sex couples is like most of them probably won't be able to carry their own child because of financial costs as far as like IVF or like shit like that, you know what I mean? So, and also you know, like I mean, I don't know really all how it works, but like as far as like getting both their eggs, like I don't know if they would like, I don't know. So I don't want to like talk on something that I don't know, but like I was basically saying like there's like, we were also talking, that was another thing, we were also talking about like the pros and cons of like having a kid so young compared to like having a kid like older. So like I said, like obviously I know now, right now, like as far as for me and my boyfriend, having a kid is probably the not the most financially smart decision. just because we're both in college, like, yeah, it just doesn't make sense. But definitely, like, if we were in the right financial space right now, I would 100% have a kid, because I just am such a strong believer in, like, having kids younger. Like, I even saw, like, with my own family. So, like, my dad had me and my older brother, I want to say, like, in his late 20s, early 30s, right? And me and my brother are also 5.5 years apart. And then, my dad and my stepmom had my two younger siblings way later. Like, my sibling right below me, my sister, she's 7 years younger than me. So, like, I see, and I want to say, don't quote me on this, my sister is about to be 13, so she's 12, and my dad was like 40 when they had her. So it's like, and I see the difference in how they were raised, and like how they still raise them compared to how like my dad raised me and my brother. I mean, it might have to do with my stepmom, I doubt it though. Like, I think my dad just like, you know, like, mad old, like, doesn't care anymore. Not that he doesn't care, but, like, he's just, like, whatever. Like, I don't even care that much anymore. Like, where he was, like, super strict with us. So, like, I feel like I would want to have a kid younger, because I would just want to, like, you know, like, put all my effort. I mean, no hate to my dad. Like, cool. I mean, that is how the cookie crumbled with, as far as, like, the age gap between me and my siblings. But I just feel like if I had kids at a younger age, I would be able to like put all my focus on them. And like, also, I don't know, I would want to like experience all the things that I want to experience in life with my kids, because I feel like it's just like a different, this is gonna sound so corny, I feel like it's like a different kind of love than like a marriage, or even like just a romantic relationship, whatever. Because like, first of all, that like came from you, like that is you, your child is a part of you. And also, it's like an unconditional love. Like, it's like you're literally looking at someone like, no matter what you do, I'm still gonna fuck with you. Like, I'm still gonna love you. Whereas, like, other relationships, like, romantic or, like, friendships, whatever, you could be like, you know what? No, fuck this. I mean, and I know people can, like, walk away from their kids. I'm not talking about that. But I'm saying, like, for the most part, it's a very, like, unconditional love. And I just feel like I would want to experience any experiences in life, such as like traveling. I would want to do that with my kids. I don't know, that's just how I feel. And then we were also talking about like marriage. So like, because like I'm down for the cause. I would get married right now, but my boyfriend doesn't want to. I mean, obviously it's a financial thing, but I feel like I'd be okay like just going to like the courthouse and just getting married. It's definitely not even close to like having a kid right now, because I just feel like, you know, if we both know that like we want to get married, like why not? Like literally, why not? Whatever. I just like want to be a unit. Not that we aren't now, but like I just want to be like a definite unit. But then we're talking about rings. Oh yeah, that's what we're talking about. So me and my friend Seal, like one of the other people at the game night, we were talking about like moissanite rings. So oh, and I was also talking to my brother about this. So basically, that's what I want when I get married, a moissanite ring. So there's a difference between, and I know it probably sounds like I'm talking like all over the place, but trust me, it's like all connected. Like I made sure it connected, you know? But basically, okay, so you have diamond rings, right? I'm talking about engagement rings, by the way. So you have diamond rings, right? Carbon, you know, condensed carbon, whatever. Hella expensive, right? And then you also gotta take into account like all the other aspects of it, you know, clarity, color, cut, all that shit, right? So basically with a moissanite, right? So a moissanite is a more ethically produced diamond. So technically talking, it's a lab grown, but it's a lot more ethical because as far as like people mining for diamonds, there it's more of like a probability for them to be mining and then like never finding something, or like finding like the most like tiny fucking diamonds that like are used in like fucking necklaces or like earrings, right? Like small amounts of diamonds. Whereas a moissanite, it's created in a lab, so it's in a controlled environment. You're not wasting natural resources and you can control how big it is, you know, whatever. And it's as strong as a diamond. So like say, which that's another thing too, like the stigma around like having a real diamond ring as an engagement ring, like literally nobody is going to know except you. And like if you care that bad, then I think you have like other issues rather than like getting married. Like I think you should like relook at your morals, but I mean that's a whole nother conversation. So basically moissanites, so like I said, if you're ever in the situation where like the rare ass situation where somebody's testing your ring, it tests as a diamond because it's just as hard as a diamond, which is great. I mean, if you care about it that much, nobody's testing your diamond, but whatever. And then it also sparkles much more like a diamond. It's because of like the way it's cut or like the fragments, I forget. And then also you can get a much bigger carat for like a quarter of the cost of a diamond. So say you get a like 1 carat diamond, a 2 carat diamond for, let's just say, $2,000. I'm like lowballing here. I don't really know, to be honest, but I feel like I'm lowballing. You could probably get a 4 to 6 carat moissanite, depending on the cut and the color, quality, whatever, for the same price. Now, obviously, they depreciate and they don't hold the same, like, long-term money value as a diamond, but, I mean, you wouldn't really have to worry about that unless you're, like, reselling your ring. I don't know. I just want a moissanite because, one, it's more ethical, two, I could have a bigger ring for, like, less, like, much, much, much lower cost, and it shines even more than a diamond. So it's like, why wouldn't you? But like, I don't know. I feel like there's definitely a stigma around it still because it's still fairly new. I think they might have discovered it like in the 2000s. I could be wrong, but it's fairly new. So people are like, oh, it's not a diamond though. So like, they're weird about it, but I don't know. So like, we were talking about like, I was thinking about like the pros of getting married young, because I just feel like I said before, like if you know, you know, and it's like, what are we waiting for just to be like, well, we waited? I don't know. I just think it's like stupid. And also like, it's not like we like just started dating. Like we've been together for almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in June. So it's like, and it's not like we're like 16, like we're both, well, I'm 20, he's 19. So I don't know, I just feel like, okay, if we get married, we get married. And also, like, doesn't that, like, benefit you for, like, as far as, like, college? I don't know, I could be wrong, but, yeah, and we were talking about a lot of things, but that was the gist of it, but, yeah. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I don't know if I mentioned this in the previous episodes, but I got a mic. My brother gave me his old mic. I hope the quality sounds much better. I've also tried to stop sniffling in the mic because I know I did that for the first episode. So I tried really hard not to. What else? Oh, so yeah, like I said, I definitely liked having a guest. I think it's a lot easier to talk about things because it's not like just your opinion. You know, you could kind of hear like two sides. I want to have guests. I want to. It's like I said, it's just hard like working around everyone's schedule. But I definitely did get some people who want to be a guest. So I'm going to try to work that out soon. Maybe like every other episode have a guest, because I mean, probably when it comes down to summer, it'll be a little bit easier, but because I won't be in school, shit like that. But yeah, I definitely want to get some guests lined up, some topics, some deep, heavy topics to talk about. And I want to have like a guy guest too, to talk about some of like, I guess some of the gender topics to kind of get shit from a girl's perspective as well as a guy's perspective. But yeah, so I hope everybody enjoyed. Hopefully the quality sounds a little bit better, but I want to say thank you for everybody who's supporting me. I know it's going to be a little bit slow in the beginning, but I'm committed to this and I want to definitely do this, and I'm proud of how far I've come so far, you know. So yeah, if you're supporting me, I want to say I honestly do appreciate it, and I appreciate all the, you know, support as well as constructive criticism. I like it all, I take it all, so that way I know how to progress and be better for a larger audience. So yeah, but thank you guys for tuning in, and I will see you guys or talk to you guys next week. Bye.